chances are you've never found Trelfdom, because wherever you look, it's always somewhere else. Across the river, maybe, or in a different wood, or at the bottom of the hill. Until you cross the river, explore that other wood, or climb down the hill, and discover that Trelfdom isn't there either. If you haven't found Trelfdom, you've never visited a certain cozy little higgledy-piggledy house that sits halfway up an enormous tree. This is where Rug and his sister Tieflit live. Or rather, where Tieflit and her brother Rug live. I say it both ways around to keep from offending anyone. Despite being small, Tieflit and Rug are the same as any other sister and brother, happy together until something goes wrong. Except that what goes wrong for them isn't what usually goes wrong for most of us. You see, Rug loves working in the kitchen, cooking, baking, anything to do with food. And Tieflit loves helping any creature who comes to her with a problem. Like the bluebird who was too shy to sing, and the baby hedgehog who didn't know how to uncurl. Tieflit's creatures never mess up Rug's food projects on purpose, but sometimes they just can't help it. The bluebird didn't understand that the blueberries on the counter were meant to be baked into muffins. It's not the kind of thing birds are taught by their parents. And I don't think it was the hedgehog's fault that Rug poured chocolate cake batter on him. For a hedgehog, a cake pan is a perfectly natural place for a nap. But these mishaps are rare, and life in the higgledy-piggledy house is mostly calm. While everything that comes out of Rug's kitchen is delicious, he has a specialty: strawberry jam. Scrumptious, mouth-watering strawberry jam, sweeter and more berry-ish than any jam you've ever tasted. It's so yummy that once a year, he and Tieflit have a big strawberry jam party for their friends. You can eat the jam with cake, pie, pancakes, waffles, ice cream, toast, croissants, pudding, tapioca, and even oatmeal, if anyone wants it. But no one ever does. The party is always on the fifth Saturday after the first full moon, after the strawberries ripen on the vine. Some say this is the easiest time for outsiders to find Trelfdom. I say they're wrong, and I'm the one to know. But it certainly is the best time to visit. If you're lucky enough to manage that, be sure to have a slice, or three, they're small, remember, of Rug's double chocolate cake with strawberry jam. It's my favorite. Rug was working in the kitchen and had been since early morning. This year's strawberry jam party was happening the very next day, and he still had mountains of food left to prepare. Up next was his lemon poppy seed cake. He'd arranged the ingredients on the table: 23 poppy seeds, a lemon, flour, sugar, butter. But he couldn't begin yet. Tieflit was in his way. And not just Tieflit, but also a wasp nest almost as big as a trelf. The nest contained no wasps, thank goodness, but it wasn't quite empty. A baby raccoon playing hide-and-seek had gotten her leg stuck in it. She was very young and scared she'd stay stuck for the rest of her life.
"I'll get your leg out, I promise, and it won't hurt a bit," Tieflit told the raccoon. "But first, take a sip of this calming tea. It'll help with your nerves."
The raccoon was shaking too hard to drink tea and spilled most of it onto the floor. Rug wiped it up and drank the rest himself. He needed calming as much as the raccoon, maybe more. Preparing for the strawberry jam party always made him tense, but this year he was in an absolute frenzy. It was going to be the 10th of these parties, and he wanted it to be the best ever. Maybe even 10 times the best ever. Maybe even 10 times the best ever of any party ever, whether or not strawberry jam was involved.